Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is James chapter 1, verses 2 through 12. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. But the brother of humble circumstances is to glory in his high position, and the rich man is to glory in his humiliation, because like flowering grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with a scorching wind and withers the grass, and its flower falls off, and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed. So too the rich man, in the midst of his pursuits, will fade away. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
When difficult times come into your life, what's your response? It may seem tempting to look for a way out of the discomfort, but that's not the attitude God desires from us. He wants those of us who are believers, His children, to press on and trust Him, even though that may not end the affliction. This may come as a shock to many new believers. They're often surprised when a hardship appears. However, it's a misconception to expect an easy life once we trust God's Son as Savior. In fact, the Lord Jesus Himself said that the world will give us great trouble. In James 1, verse 2, we're instructed to consider our struggles as a source of all joy. This makes sense only when we see our difficulties through God's eyes as opportunities for growth. When we face trials with wisdom from the Holy Spirit and endure them with godly perseverance, we'll find blessings we never thought possible. Do you want the spiritual victory of persevering through difficulties? Then press on through the hardship and discover what lies just beyond the trial. At the end of all our earthly struggles, we will see God and receive our reward, the crown of life. And this glorious end result is so much more than a mere object. It is eternal, perfect, and imperishable.